Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kevin. How can I help you today?
Hi, Kevin. Good evening. Sorry, what is it that I'm calling? I'm checking my statements, my credit card statement, and I saw this charge.
Okay, let me check that.
All I can see is best purchase, but I'm trying to remember what purchase did I make.
Okay, sir. May I have your zip code?
It's 33182.
Thank you for that. And your name?
Hector Tijerino.
Okay, thank you for that. I see your name here. Can you please verify the shipping address?
12410 Northwest 7th Lane.
Thank you for that. And I can see that you ordered the Wi-Fi booster welcoming gift, which was $7.95 for the shipping and handling. And that was a free welcoming gift because of your membership to the gadget store.
Yeah, that was on March 26th. What about March 30th? There was something for $56.95.
Yes. You got the Wi-Fi booster because of your subscription to the gadget store. So.
Okay.
It's a website that has factory prices instead of retail prices. But in order to have access to all those discounts, you have to pay a fee. That's why you got charged there.
Okay, because I see one for $7.95 and then the $56.95.
Yes, that's what I'm letting you know. That's the monthly cost of the subscription. But if you want, I can cancel your subscription, and this will prevent all future payments effective immediately. Would you like for me to do that?
You're kidding me. I have a subscription?
That's what I'm letting you know.
Which is the subscription, the $56.95 or the $7.95?
This $56.95, sir. This $7.95 was for the shipping and handling of the product that you choose because of the membership.
Yeah, I'm so glad I called. I never enrolled for anything. As far as I knew, all I was gonna get was the equipment. That's
I'm sorry that you didn't read the terms and conditions.
That's crazy.
But
yeah, please cancel it. This is fraud. Okay. No, please cancel it. $56.95 every month. That's crazy. No, I haven't even used the thing. I'm so glad I called. Please cancel it.
Okay, I would be more than happy to cancel your subscription. And I also have a cancellation number. Just let me know whenever you're ready to write it down.
I am ready.
Okay, the number is 259-688
okay.
003.
003. Is there
yes.
Like a place where I can write a letter, send a message or something? Is there an email address?
I don't follow, sir.
Why
would you want to do that?
Because this is not something that I signed up for. It never, on the screen, whatever I was reading, it never showed up. So,
sir,
this was...
You have to agree to the terms and conditions. It
yeah, but the
actually
terms and
says...
Conditions are not readable for the customer.
It
they,
actually
they,
says...
They it,
they're there. It actually
they
says if
you
agree
the
to the terms
anyway,
and conditions.
Anyway, I would like to complain to your supervisor or a boss or somebody that will pay attention and listen to the customers, because after all, you guys get paid because of us. So if you could please either give me a phone number or an email address. Come on, this is customer service.
This is the customer service, sir.
Can I can you give me your phone number to your boss or something? Can I call at
to
a different
my,
time?
Sir, this is a customer service call center. There's hundreds of employees over here.
Right, so I used to work at a call center. I'm a doctor. I used to work at a call center.
You are a doctor?
Had supervisors, and we also had supervisors.
You are
so
a doctor?
I would like to speak to a supervisor. You're not giving me good customer service at this time. And I'm not complaining about you. I'm complaining about the fraud that they enrolled me in, something
fraud?
That I never signed up for. So if you could please...
Well, sir,
I'm really
sorry that you missed the terms and
yeah,
conditions
I'm not complaining
and
about
you didn't
you. I'm
read them.
About the charge, because if I had not looked at my credit card...
We can offer you a 35% refund out of courtesy. Do you want to take them?
Yeah, I mean, whatever, exactly.
Okay.
But it's not what I thought it was.
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry that you didn't read the terms and conditions.
I answered, I did, but it wasn't clear. If it was there, it wasn't clear. So that's fraud. That's deceit. And what I'm saying is that all I thought I was getting, all I answered was a survey. And they said, because you answered the survey, you can get this apparatus. We're going to give it to you at a discount, et cetera, et cetera. But there's no enrollment in big letters or whatever announced that they were going to charge me $56.95. And is this a monthly charge?
Well, sir, no, because I already canceled it for you. And I already processed a refund for the 35% that you accepted. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Yeah, no, that's all. I appreciate it, but please make sure it doesn't get billed again.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer support.
That's
a good night, doctor.
Hello, sir. What is your name?
My name is Pablo.
Okay, Pablo. Thank you.
You're welcome.